Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 39th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be going over BTS's SBS Gayo Daejeon performance, V-min's Christmas songs, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm
Roseanne.
Oh. Jose! Jose just really wants to say he's Roseanne. And I'm Jose. And welcome back.
Welcome back.
As you can tell, we are kind of like out of our minds. But maybe it's because, you know, the holidays and it's also almost the end of the year. And we're ready for 2020 to be over.
I could totally hear like our listeners saying like it's every week that y'all are out of your mind.
Exactly. It's like
when, this ain't no special week.
When are you guys saying never? Oh my gosh. Well, the holidays is not over. It's not even New Year's yet. Hello, girl. Christmas happened. So how was your Christmas, Jose?
It was lovely. I had a lot of fun. It was really a small gathering because, like, my family here where I live, it's not that big. And usually sometimes, like, my parents will even go to Mexico, but this time around they didn't because, you know, of the current situation. Like, nobody's traveling anywhere. Mm-hmm. And, like, we had a little Zoom meeting, like, with family in Mexico, and even like my family, because I have a huge family on my mom's side in Mexico, even they were like in their own homes. Like, they didn't like gather, you know what I mean? Like, everybody was in their own home. Even though we're all apart from each other, we're still together thanks to like the internet. I mean, that's like one of the things I feel like a lot of people are saying, you know, with the current situation, like this year proved how like the internet can be a good thing, you know? Yeah. Like, there are some negative and bad sides to the internet, but I think for the majority, I like it for, like, the positive and, like, being connected. And, I mean, we could go on a whole other tangent, but, like, I was just thinking, like, when I first was introduced to the internet, I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the best way to, like, connect with, like, people all over the world. Mm-hmm. And to this day, that's still very, like, true, you know, like that's not like something that's been lost, you know. It's something very important. But yeah, it was really fun. I got really lovely presents. I was able to give my family some presents too. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna host New Year's, so
nice.
Pray for me on that one, because I don't know how to cook.
It's so okay, just cook your chicken to,
you know, buy some stuff.
Just cook your chicken, Jose. It's okay.
If only it was that easy, girl. If only it was that easy. But what about you? How was your Christmas?
It was good. I do have a question, though. Do you guys open presents on New Year's Eve, or do you open it literally on Christmas Day in the morning?
Oh, New Year's Eve.
I mean,
New Year's Eve.
You mean Christmas Eve? Did I say Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve? You said New Year's Eve.
I don't know.
Nope, because Jose, you said Christmas Eve. I mean, New Year's Eve.
Oh, wait, what? This? Girl, yeah. Where are we He's going? New Year's.
That's why I was like.
Can 2021 come, like, for real?
I know.
Y'all, like, this is a mess.
This is really a mess.
But no, Christmas Eve, sorry.
Okay.
Christmas Eve is when we open gifts. God. Nobody got time to wait for the 25th.
That's what I was wondering, too, because I know there are, especially when I watch movies and stuff, they always open it in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the kids get excited. They go down the stairs in the morning. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, a Filipino thing or, like, I'm obviously, you know, your family does the same thing. And I'm sure other families out there, too, of other cultures. But that was just a really interesting thing to kind of think about.
Yes. Like, I also noticed that, like, in here, like, in the States, I guess traditional American families do that. Because, like, us, we also is the... Honestly, the celebration is, like, the biggest is the 24th, and that's not even Christmas Day.
It's not. That's why I was just like, yo, that's kind of, you know, now that I think about it. But that's just really interesting. I mean, we ended up opening it Christmas Eve, so that's technically when we celebrated Christmas, because then when Christmas Day came around, we slept in, because y'all know we stayed up late.
Same.
I think, like, Christmas Day is recovery day. And then Christmas Day is basically 24th for us.
Oh my goodness.
It's hilarious. So let us know if y'all do the same thing as well. But this Christmas was, I'm very, very, very thankful, because I know other families out there, especially now with this COVID situation, financial situations aren't the best for everyone. Yeah. So I'm just thankful, like, we were pretty, very lucky that, you know, my boyfriend kept his job and, you know, I still have this. So Christmas was actually crazily one of the best for me financially, which is crazy. But you know, we got to be thankful with what we got. So after Christmas, or actually not even after Christmas, hold up, back it up, hold up. When did SBS Gayo Daejeon happen?
I believe it was on Christmas Day in Korea, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, because, all right, because I'm, like, trying to put my timeline together here, Jose. Because on Christmas Eve, we got Jimin's song, right? We got Jimin's Christmas Love.
Yes. Right? So it was, like, by surprise, too.
It really
like,
was.
It was just, because usually when we get, like, content, like brand new releases, whether it's a song, whether it's an announcement or something, it's always in the morning, you know, for us here in the States. So when we saw that, we were like, hold up, wait a minute, don't do this right
now.
You
know what, Jose, you know what's crazy? Literally, I saw the what time I tweeted, but like 3 minutes before Jimin dropped his song, I honestly, out of nowhere, I had a gut feeling something was gonna drop, but I thought it was gonna be Tay's mixtape. So I was like, KTH1 can drop any minute now. Literally, like 3 minutes after that, Jimin dropped his song, and I was like, boy, where? It's not even, it's at night. I think it was like 12 p.m. their time, right? Which is like,
oh, I don't remember what exact time it was, but I mean, that would make sense because that would be the 24th over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I think so. I don't know. All I know is, like,
girl,
my time
for
us. Our timelines are messed up. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But what was your, like, first impression listening to Christmas Love, Jose?
Oh my God. This already, like, the, well, you know, I love BTS, so of course I'm going to say, like, it might be a little biased, but I feel like this can have, like, this is a Christmas classic already.
Yeah. Oh,
because it gives me Christmas, literally the bells, you can hear them ringing, jingling. What's the name of the song?
Ringing, jingling.
And then the chorus is very be like a Christmas song is, you know, very, like, addicting, too. Like, the chorus is very catchy. Christmas love. So, it's like, this is perfect, a Christmas song. So, it's very Jimin. It has, like, happiness sprinkled all over it.
Of course,
yeah. It has cheer sprinkled all over it. And I just love the message of it, too, because it's just basically, you know, like, very... love it. Like, it's just like what the song says, Christmas.
Like,
imagine if it was the opposite, girl. Like, he had us fooled with the title, and then it is like, I don't like Christmas, I like New Year's Eve better.
It'd be like Grinch, the Grinch type of vibe.
Could you imagine, like, Jimin got us? He got us.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. No, but it really, like, like I said, I'm not trying to be biased, but I don't think I'm biased because, never mind, my boyfriend's biased too. But lately, he's been getting the Jimin fever. Like, once you gym in, you can't gym out. You know what I mean? So he's, like, addicted to his vocals. And, like, literally, because I played it as soon as it came, you know, it dropped. Because we were in the car at that time. And then after it played, he was like, hey, can you play it again? He asked
for that's so cool.
But that's how, like, I'm not biased. You know, he loves the song too. And it gives you that vibe. And I think it's like what we needed this type of like happy, uplifting, lovely, cheerful song because everyone knows what's going on in the world. So I felt like it was needed. And I felt like it was like a relief for me, a breath of fresh air when it dropped. So, you know, thank you, Jimin. It was amazing.
And, like, we have to, like, say it. Like, these are, like, not even for purchase. Like, these guys are giving us these songs for free. Like,
yes, it's for free.
Yeah.
And I'm mad because it is for free, it's on only on SoundCloud or YouTube, but it ain't on Spotify. They need to put all of their unofficial songs on Spotify because we'd be streaming it like nonstop on there.
Girl, if Dang was on Spotify, that would have like over 100 million streams already.
Boy, like
the amount of people I see daily saying that it should be on streaming sites.
It really should.
But I mean, you never know. Maybe in the future.
Maybe. I hope so. Because their sides, their free music, literally is like, we will pay for that free music. That's how good it is. So.
Yeah.
Oof. But I didn't get to stay up for this stream. But because I'm going through a timeline right now, you guys, don't worry. So Jimin dropped his song. And then when we were sleeping, they did the SBS Gayo Daejeon, which is on Christmas Day for us and Christmas Day for them too. Yeah, like 6 p.m. for them is 6. Or
yeah, like we're just ahead of, like they're ahead of us. But like, I think it's on the same day if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it's still on 25th. So they had three amazing performances that literally they created their own sets for each stage, which is amazing. And had like holiday renditions of each song, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like refreshing to hear different versions of a song. But the highlight of this performance was Yoongi being a snowman.
Truly, Yoongi changed.
I know.
Yoongi has changed so much. I saw that trending on Twitter when it was happening. And, like, people were saying, you know, Yoongi changed a lot since the last time we saw him. He's now a snowman.
I know.
But I think that's a really cute touch, though, that every single time that BTS has performed without Yoongi, they've managed to, like, whether it's having a space or having a snowman, or having a hologram of him. You know, they are not forgetting him. And I like that because even for, like, somebody that's not an ARMY and just watching, like, casually, like, with either their son, daughter, girlfriend, boyfriend that is an ARMY, they might catch on to that and be like, does that, like, it looks like they're missing a member or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, even for a casual fan or a casual viewer, it comes across that, like, yo, like, we have this space for another member here. Like, this is not just 6 of us. There's 7 of us in the group, you know?
Yes. And so, yeah, and that's really true how, you know, you pointed that out. Because even when my mom was watching when I first showed her a past performance, she also recognized that there's a member missing because of it, which is really cool. They show it because I'm sure there's other groups of it out there that have probably performed, but they tried to kind of like not show a member's missing. You know what I mean? They kind of change things so it fills in the gap. But I love how BTS has kind of like highlighted that an important member is, you know, not performing.
Yeah, like when they're like singing, they don't sing his part. They leave they leave his audio to play and then they keep dancing and performing, you know.
Yep.
And then they keep going, you know. They don't like, I mean, they could very well easily like perform his vocals, you know, like one of the rap line members, but they choose to like leave it, you know. The one that like did stand out was the Genius interview, because when it came to Yoongi's verse, they all did it together.
Yeah,
I don't know if you were able to catch that. Yeah, did you?
That was cute.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, and they edited a part where it's just them singing it thing, but I need another like Not acoustic.
Acapella?
Acapella, there you go. I need an actual, like, another acapella version. But that was really cool how they broke that down and they all sang Yoongi's part together. That was really sweet. So, another present that we ended up getting, because after we got the Gayo Daejeon, like, literally as we were sleeping, when we woke up to a pleasant surprise.
Another, yes.
Another gift. Literally, we had, like, oh my gosh, so many things happen in just one day, which is, you know, amazing. But we ended up getting snow flower from Tae. And I was not expecting this at all because, you know, Jimin dropped his song. They don't usually drop songs back to back like that. That's why, you know, it's like very...
No, they don't.
I can't think of a moment where they have done that. So I was not expecting it at all. So, you know what? I wanted to bring this up before I forget. The melody, I need to go back and see. You know how he teased us before with this black and white video on Twitter where he like puts a heart finger thing and you hear an instrumental playing in the background? I think, was that the instrumental for Snowflower?
I didn't even think about that. So I don't know, girl.
Because when I heard the song, it sounded familiar. Like I've heard it before. Because, you know, they've teased all their songs before. And, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, Tae even teased Blue and Gray before. So I have go back to that old post and listen to it again. I mean, he deleted it, but it's somewhere on Twitter and YouTube. But, you know, it's somewhere there.
But... yeah, it's somewhere.
Snowflower is also another Christmas song, but a different vibe. It was more jazzy.
Definitely.
Chill.
Very Tae. Very Tae.
It is very Tae. And it was really cool how he incorporated his friend Peak Boy. So I believe... what did you know?
I don't know. I actually was going to ask you, Rose. Like, this is my first time of hearing of Peak Boy. I reacted to their songs, and in my reaction for Snowflower, I asked my viewers, I was like, could you guys let me know in the comments below, like, who is Peak Boy? Because this was my first time even seeing that name.
And I think they've taken pictures before. And I guess he's also part of the, you know, the crew with the other actors in it, like Choi Woo-shik and, you know.
Oh,
so they're in that same crew. So it was really interesting to have them in a track together. And he did leave like a little note or message saying that, well, see, I don't trust the boys because they be snakes. Because you know how Yoongi before lied to us, was like, nah, I'm not dropping anything anytime soon.
And literally August D2 like came out.
Yeah, and then all these teases and he dropped it. So Tae in the notes though did say that his mixtape is delayed. And so he put Snowflower together as a gift since it'll be delayed. You know, I won't trust until literally like 2021 comes and then be like, okay, it is delayed.
Until his birthday passes, you're like, okay.
Until his birthday passes, which is on the 30th. But what did you think about Snowflower?
Oh my God. Like you said, it's such a different vibe from Christmas Love. It's still very, you know, spirit of like winter, obviously, because it's snow. So, and obviously, it's a Christmas song because he dropped it on Christmas, as a gift to us. But it's very Tae. Like, definitely, automatically, you're just like, okay, this is his style. I feel like his mixtape is going to have a similar vibe. You know, like Winter Bear is also one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And just, like, I believe he found his lane. You know what I mean? As far as, like, music goes. Like, he's like, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to keep doing it. And he's so good at it. And, like, with Peak Boy, I even mentioned it in my reaction. I was like, you could tell it was Peak Boy. It was different. It's a different voice. But I felt like they were very complimentary to each other. Like, I've never heard of Peak Boy before, like, even singing or rapping or anything. So when I heard him come up, I was like, oh my God, like, he has a very deep tone as well, like Tae. So I felt like it was very, complimentary. Oh my God, there we go. That's the word. So when I heard, I was like, oh my God, like, no wonder he was probably like, yo, Peak Boy, I need you on this track because... you and I, we're going to work magic on this because it's so good. And I mean, I just love, I mean, you know, like subtle details, like even the cover, he's protecting. I mean, I don't know if it's Tae. I say he because I feel like it is Tae, like the guy in the, or the little animation in on the cover. But I mean, he doesn't look anything like Tae, but you know, I feel like it is him. But he's protecting like the purple flower. Like, that, those details are very, very special. Even though they might be small, it's like ARMY's going to catch on to that, you know? And then I saw the lyrics. I saw somebody, thanks to our Twitter translators, I saw somebody say that he mentioned in the lyrics something about, like, the healthcare workers. Like, he sings about them, like, thanking them or saying that they're, like, angels. And, I mean, obviously, this year, you know, thanks to our healthcare workers who have saved lives, who are saving lives currently, you know, like, this thing is still going on. So I just feel like it's very, very, very caring of him to even include, like, a little bit of what's going on, you know, throughout 2020, you know.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I loved it.
It was amazing. Yeah, that's what I read, too. And I saw that people or, like, other sites made articles about it. So, and you know how, like, translations also, you know, when it Korean is translated into English, sometimes words not lose its meaning, but the way when it translated, y'all know what I'm talking about, like the romance of it.
Yeah, like it's not exactly what the Korean language is trying to say.
Yeah, so the fact that, you know, the boys have created a lot of songs that relate to what's really going on nowadays, it's like they're showing their true artistry and inspiration, and I don't know, 2020 kind of brought more out of them as artists. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They got to showcase more of their abilities and got to open up about how they really feel, because, you know, B, like I said, wasn't supposed to be created. They were supposed to, you know, keep going on with whatever they were supposed to be going on with. So, you know, 2020 created B. And, like, that's the positive that I see out of the negativity that, you know, everyone's going through. And so, you know, very thankful that we have artists to look up to that, you know, express how they feel. And I feel like that's how with, you know, with their songs, you know, Christmas Love, Snow Flower, their whole album B, Abyss, you know, like, we're lucky. That's all I got.
Yeah, because it's like these songs are relatable. Mm-hmm. That's I think that's one of the major points to it, is like, not only are we thankful that they're giving us content, like, on a consistent basis, but it's content that we can, like, understand and relate to. Yeah. Like, this, they're not just singing about whatever, you know what I mean? Like, this is stuff that's going on right now. Like, B, like you said, it was conceived because of what's going on. Like, they decided life goes on is what's going on. Like, that's the whole message. So, even Dynamite as well, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's like, these things wouldn't be here, I feel like, if like they didn't have the chance of, like, you know what, we're at home most of the time, we're here in our home country, let's keep working, let's deliver music that, like, is current with today's time. And I mean, it's crazy now that we say it now, because Roseanne, I don't know if you remember, like, at the beginning of the year, like, once Map of the Soul 7 came out, like, they literally, like, had made an announcement that they weren't gonna release anything for the remainder of 2020.
Very true.
Like, I remember that happened and I was like, whoa. So it's obvious that they had, like, other things planned that unfortunately didn't come to fruition. But, you know, with every negative, there is also a positive side to it. So I feel like they definitely took advantage of that as well.
For sure.
Like, what could we do to make things better for the world? Which they obviously have.
Through their music. And, you know, they did mention that, you know, actually, since the beginning, they've been writing songs that they could relate to. You know what I mean? That they could tell from their hearts. And I think that's one of the charms from them that have attracted a lot of people to become fans. You know what I mean? And so it's only, it probably feels right for them to, you know, like you said, they can't be singing like happy songs and an album that's not really related to how they also feel, you know what I mean? Because they also wrote Life Goes On as a healing, to help heal themselves.
Yes.
Very interesting to see, especially with a lot of people looking up to BTS. They're a really good example of artists, so.
That's why they're entertainers of the year.
Yeah, that's why. That's why they're entertainers of the year. You know. So we do have more events and performances coming up, but the one that we should take note of is the New Year's girl, don't even remember the name of the concert.
It's New Year's Eve Live.
Okay, so I was alright. I was going there, but I was like, not yeah, you even were right. Sure. I bought tickets, and I don't even remember the name of the concert.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, y'all know. My mind Roseanne, is like, boom, boom, boom. It's out there. My days are
so it's like if, like, example, like, you bought, like, an outfit today or something. I'm like, oh, what did you buy? And then you're like, I don't know.
I don't know. I even bought, oh my gosh, Jose. Okay, so I bought the meet and greet ticket thing, right? And I'm like, I don't know what this meet and greet thing is. Apparently, because I have been out of it, I didn't know they dropped instructions on Weverse, and you could send like questions, but they had a due date. And after I found out, it was 2 days after the due date. So I was like,
I'm done with you, Roseanne. I'm literally, I can't do this no more.
I'm so out of it. How could I? So I didn't get to send them a question, and I bought that ticket.
Oh my god.
So I'm like here in a corner crying. Just kidding. It's okay. Honestly, I have no idea how this meet and greet thing is gonna work. I have a feeling maybe they'll have like a camera in the backstage and making us feel like a little stalker. Like we're just watching the artists, you know, go back. But I honestly don't know how this meet and greet thing is gonna work.
That is so funny. I could only imagine. Oh, let me get this meet and greet, and then like you totally forgot.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I didn't even know. I tweeted about it. I'm like, so did we get any updates? And then people are like, yeah, we did. Weverse, and they sent me the link, and I'm like, are you serious? So yeah. That was a fail. Oh, but yeah, we're getting that. New Year's Eve, guys. Anyways, it's going to be like, what, 3 in the morning? For me, but it's going to be like 5 in the morning for you, though, Jose, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
But one thing that you just made me think about right now, like this New Year's Eve Live is basically multiple artists under the Big Hit label's umbrella. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people might like, I'm not saying that everybody thinks this, but I feel like some people think this is just the BTS concert again, but they're only going to have a part in this whole thing. So we don't even know what time they're going to come on. I mean, I think it's safe to assume they're the last group to come on. I feel like they're going to close it.
Yeah.
Most likely. But again, we're not like 100% sure. Like, I can't say that. I don't know. You know, I don't have anything in writing or something that I can like a link to, you know, that says BTS will be performing last. But if that's like something that you wanted to know, we don't know. We just know that they're a part of it. We don't know how many songs they're going to perform. We don't know if they're going to perform new songs from the album that we haven't heard. They did release a video, like a Q&A video, where they gave us a hint to one of the songs that they're going to perform. And the only thing that they said was that it was released in 2020. So it could be from Map of the Soul 7 or B. And they gave us, like, a word. Like, I heard Byung, which is literally disease. But people are like, no, they said something else. And I'm like, I don't know. It could be disease. It could be Louder Than Bombs. It could be not Paradise. I'm a clown for that. Paradise came out in, like, 2 years ago.
That was years
I feel
ago.
Like that's just me wishing for that.
He doesn't want to give up on it. He's still holding on to that string of like they're gonna perform it. But yes. We shall see, because that's very true. We don't even know how long. Like they didn't give us like performance slot times, you know, like which performer will be performing what time. So I mean, I'm gonna just tune into the whole thing because I do like all of the artists. The only ones that I don't really keep up to date with is probably like newest. But it's really cool because we're gonna have Steve Aoki, Halsey, and Lauv up in there, so they're gonna have to perform those songs that they were all worked on, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that I know is that like the special guests, are all people that collaborated with BTS, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're gonna perform Mic Drop. Obviously, they're gonna perform Boy with Love, and obviously, they're gonna perform Who. You know, I'm very excited about that. Unless Lau got some type of other...
Make it right.
Little... Well, oh, you're right. Make it right. You know what? Okay, let's keep it all the way real up in this podcast. I totally forgot about that because I love Make It Right original version. That, okay, I'm not gonna, there yeah. I said it.
I agree, guys. I listen to the original.
Yes, no shade to Lau. I but love shade, Lau. I guess.
I listen to Lau's songs, but not the one with him with Book. Okay, anyways, y'all know it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, that's what confuses me. So I don't even know if they're gonna throw performances here and there, or it's like, you know, a BTS set is gonna be a BTS set, or like, you know what I mean? Like, throw performances here and there, so, like, the performers have time to rest. So, I'm just going to tune in for the whole thing. I don't know if I'm going to tune in live at, like, 3 in the morning, but we shall see. We shall see, because I paid for the meet and greet. But yeah, let's all enjoy this. But we did get some news. We did get some news about Yoongi.
Yes.
So, as you know, he has gotten surgery recently and is going through rehab for his left shoulder. So we did get some news. We're a little bit confused about what exactly it is. So I'm going to just read you guys the translations that we got from a snippet of the article. But it says, Suga will attend the New Year's Eve live concert within limits, that he will not perform the rough choreography or performance based on doctor's note officially, as Suga said. So, Jose, what do you think is like going to go down? Is he just going to come in, chill? Wait, what?
Well, because he said this first on his V-Live. He held a V-Live where it was just audio. He was answering questions and he did mention this. And then right after, Big Hit confirmed it. But like Roseanne said, it's like, you know, sometimes you just don't know to what extent. And I feel like this is one of these moments, because some people are saying that he will perform, but just not rough choreography. But then some articles or some translations are saying, like this one, saying that there's no performance at all that he's going to, you know, appear on. So my thing is, he probably will be on stage with the guys, but like for Life Goes On. I think for Life Goes On, it's safe to say he will be there and perform, because they don't have any choreography on there. So even if they're standing or just sitting or whatever the case may be, I feel like he is capable of that. Of course, if he is in pain and he's not able to do that, well, we don't want him to be in pain either. So yeah, obviously, it's up to him and I guess how comfortable he feels with it. But that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Life Goes On, if I were to bet on it, I'd be like, okay, Life Goes On is a safe bet for me.
Got it.
I don't know about the rest. And if he's not going to be on stage, I just feel like he's not going to be, like, even on the side. Like, maybe there's going to be moments where they're answering questions, like, you know, like in little introductions and stuff. He might be in those moments, I feel, for sure. But as far as performances, I don't know if they completely said no to performances or just rough choreography. So I'm a little bit, you know, on the fence with that one. But I feel like Life Goes On is a safe bet. What do you think, Roseanne?
I think I agree with you. Like, he'll perform with songs that are sitting down. I'm still wondering if, like, when it does come to choreography, like, you know, Dynamite, if they'll put him on the side to sing his parts, like just have the camera pan over to him. But you know, we shall see. For sure he's not gonna be dancing. That's we know that for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We just don't know how they'll incorporate him into performances that do have choreography. Maybe he'll also be in Make It Right, because Make It Right doesn't necessarily have choreography.
True.
So that, we shall true. We shall tea, right?
We shall see and tea. Okay.
But I'm just really happy to know that he's going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. Like, regardless of what capacity, we're just so happy that this is going to be the official, I guess, comeback, if you want to say, with Yoongi being on stage with the rest of the members as well. Like, this is just very exciting news. No matter how he will be present, he's going to be there with the other guys. So it's just happy times.
Yeah. And it also kind of shows that, you know, he's gotten better. His shoulder has healed. Mm-hmm. If he's able to somewhat participate in events without straining himself too much. So as long as he, you know, plays it safe, and the doctors even, you know, most likely approved for him to appear, just, you know, not do choreography. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's doing good. I'm happy to hear that. And I'm sure he's been wanting to, like, you know, connect with us for a really long time again. I mean, he's been streaming V-Living, but, like, performance-wise, I know that's probably, like, a different feel. You know, wanting to be able to perform for your fans live, especially at this.
And then also, now that you just said that, you know what, when, like, a light bulb turned on right now when you just said, like, like, it's a different feel for him to be there during a performance.
Yeah.
It could, I just thought about it that, like, even with Life Goes On, I don't know, because, you know, them, it's just in them to, like, feel the music. And so, even though his shoulder, you know, it's just his shoulder, like, he might have that, like, subconscious feeling of, like, moving. And, like, that might not be ideal for him. You know what I mean? Like, even if he's just sitting on the side or something, just him hearing the music might make him want to dance. And, like, he might, like, make a move or something, and that's going to hurt him, you know?
Start breakdancing, Jose.
Well, not breakdancing, but, like, you know how, like, our bodies are, like, accustomed to certain situations, and, like, feel like with them, just listening to the music, they might feel like, oh my god, this is my part or something. He might, like, move his shoulders.
No, I'm sure they're gonna put, well, he's most likely gonna be wearing a cast or something to support his shoulder, so he won't be able to, like, move it anyways. Well, I'm assuming. I don't know. So I guess we shall see. I'm really excited. Yoongi's going to be there. And hopefully there's a lot of interactions. But I have a feeling because of the COVID situation, they might not have the interactions that we are wanting. You know, do you know what I mean? Because I personally, it would be really cool to see, you know, like, in Hyphen and BTS together, or GFRIEND and BTS together. I was hoping 17 would show up
TXT.
Yes, TXT. Because, you know, I just want to see them all stand in a line just for information research purposes, just, you know, to see their height. But yeah, because I think with the COVID situation, I don't, you know what, we'll see.
Yeah, guys, so that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, which is also InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed listening to us today, and make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and have an amazing week, guys.
It's called Happy New Year.
Now I could say New Year's, right? Now I could say New Year's, Jose. The next episode's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It'll come out before the New Year, but some people might listen to it after.
Well, you know what I mean. Happy New Year's. Bye.
Bye.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.